It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, everybody's neighborhood, it looks like. And, well, let's find out how the neighborhood around Fessenden, North Dakota is today. Going to head up to visit with Wells County Extension's Lindsay Berg. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. So what are guys doing? Are the semis, are the grain trucks just flying down the highway around Fessenden today?
Yeah, they have been on the road lately. Yep. As space allows, they're getting to the elevators. So.
All right. Standing in line, waiting and visiting, and that's all part. It's a social event, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes. So are guys selling beans or cleaning that up, or is it all corn that's going out?
You know, beans, I think, is on the top of the list here recently, and some wheat is going too, so... Yep, a little bit of everything.
All right, good deal. Well, yeah, it is time to haul. The markets are up again today, so guys are busy making the cash register ring. So
that's right.
Yeah. All right, well, how are the livestock doing up there in Wells County?
Well, I'm guessing they are enjoying the sunshine today.
Yeah.
You know, I think for the most part, cattle have been doing pretty good this winter, as long as they've, in the cold weather stretches, have plenty of feed in front of them and a dry, warm place to lay and somewhere to get out of that wind. So
yeah, it always amazes me how the livestock are just, they can take it. We can't. They can.
Yeah, they're a lot tougher than we are.
Boy, that is for sure. All right, in the I guess when the phone rings at the Wells County Extension office, what a producer's been asking you?
Well, this time of year we get a lot of people wondering, I guess, about rent and that type of thing. And, of course, we're just kind of here to tell them what we know, so we share our statistics surveys with them. So, but that seems to be probably the most common question this time of year. So, and lately we've got a little bit of programming going on that we've had people calling in wondering about. So getting people signed up for some of those things, too. We'll be starting pesticide trainings. We've got private and commercial coming up here, and we currently have a program called Annie's Project going on, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of before. Since I've been here, we haven't had Annie's Project in the state for a little while, so that's about 5 years, but it's getting underway again, and there's a lot of extension offices across the state that are offering it. So
yeah, Annie's Project.
Exciting program for women in agriculture.
Not just because, hey, here's something for the ladies. This is really good stuff, isn't it?
It sure is, yep. It's a six-night program, or six-day, whatever you want to do, for whichever extension office is offering it, I guess. But here in Wells County, we're having evening programs, and it's really just about empowering women in agriculture and helping them to get a better understanding of the industry to become better business partners. So
yeah. And sometimes they have the more common sense or the business sense, I guess what I'm saying. Guys get so emotional about the farm, and ladies are able to look at it from a common sense point of view.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think that women probably have a lot of different approaches and look at things from different perspectives. So they can definitely really be an asset to anybody's farm or ranch. So
as long as the male side of recognizes that and accepts that and encourages
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
All righty. Well, what other meetings are coming up?
Well, as far as our extension office goes, in March, it's a little ways off, but it'll be here before we know it. On March 23rd, we will be having a soil health meeting, and that's kind of the planning for that is in the works right now. But that's something to look forward to coming up in Fessenden. It'll be at the fairgrounds at Festival Hall. And other than that, I guess not directly extension related, but still agriculture related, is in Harvey on March 2nd. They have their annual Harvey Egg Day that their alumni association puts on for FFA. And then we also have our Soil Conservation District in March will be putting on their annual Women's Egg Program on the 14th. So there's some exciting stuff coming up.
For sure. And, yeah, like I say, March will be here like 2.5 weeks, and then the following month we're in the field. And so on a day like today, we got to, you know, we think, you know, winter is maybe not going to last forever. So
we can only hope, right?
For sure. All right. Lindsay Berg, Wells County Extension. Anything else to report?
I think that's about it for now.
All right. Good job. Thank you. You can go home now. No, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You the same. Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate the info.